Let's take a look at Joseph, the dreamer of dreams. First and foremost, understanding that his name itself gives us a glimpse into his destiny, because his name means God will increase. So when Joseph dreams a dream, understand that the one who is dreaming this dream is going to have increase in his life. Why? Because the Jews named a child a certain name with destiny in mind. My God. So we're looking at Genesis 37, verse 5. Joseph had a dream. And when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. They already hated this poor kid, and they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream that I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." This was the totality of the dream. It was short, it was sweet, but it was powerful. Listen to the next part, what happens next. Verse 8, his brothers had an interpretation for the dream. Understand, dreams from God, they are soulless dreams, right? Dreams that come from your soul. What is your soul? Your mind, your will, your emotions. There are dreams that you have that are based in your emotions, that are based in your mind, that are based in your will. And then there are spiritual dreams. And this is the kind of dream that Joseph had. And his brothers, they interpreted his dream. Remember, these people, okay, the Jews, they were not like every other nation. They had a relationship with God. They understood God. God spoke to them, and they spoke to God. And listen to verse 8. It says, his brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us?" Why did they say that? Why? Because in this particular dream, look at verse 7, it says, "We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood up, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." And the response from the brothers were, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule over us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. I don't want to go much further. Let's stop there for a minute. The best way to know how great your destiny is, how great your calling is, right? The call from this place to the next place, to the next level, from this level, to know the greatness that lies ahead of you because of what lives within you. To know the greatness of that is to understand and recognize how much hate there is against you, how much you're being attacked. When you know that Satan is attacking you, when people are attacking you, when your family is attacking you, when your finances are looking funny, when your body is working against you, when all of these things start to go wrong, this is when you realize my destiny is great. My calling is great. My gifts are great. This is not for you to throw in the towel, beloved. No. This is when you find the reserve. Even though it's difficult, it's easy for me to tell you. Even though I've been in this place where you ask yourself, where are all these attacks coming from? Sometimes it feels like it's an eternity and years have gone by. And let me tell you, it was years for Joseph before he moved from the pit to the palace, from the prison to the palace.
It was years. For some of us, it's going to take years. But I want to encourage you that when you get to destiny, when you get to that place, the divine place, when you get to that place, you will forget the pain of the past. Your bruises, you'll look at your arm, you look at your leg, all the places where you were attacked, when you were bruised, the bruises will be gone. And you know what? It was all part of the path that you needed to go on. It was necessary for you to be beguiled, to be beguiled. It was necessary for you to be talked about. It was necessary for you to go through the physical attack. It was necessary for you to fall into sickness. But guess what? Healing came. Healing came. Healing is part of the plan. My God. Healing. Healing. Finally. There's a finally place. The place of rest. There's a rest. There's a rest that comes. And you are in that place. In the Selah moment. When you finally recognize, this is my destiny. This is where I belong. This is, there is that moment. And I want you not to give up. And I want you not to settle. Not to settle. Even though Joseph was in the pit, he was criticized and he was hated. Even though Joseph was lied upon, and even though he was thrown in jail for a crime that he was thrown into slavery, he was thrown into prison for a crime that he did not commit, so he was jailed, he was in confinement twice, right, in confinement twice, even though he was innocent. But this was the path. This was the path. And you have a path. My prayer is that you would not falter. Not falter. That you would stay the course. And that you would understand who you are. Who you are. You are great. Even in the dark place where you're not recognized, where your calling doesn't, no, when your calling is meaningless, nobody knows you, and God has shown you all these great things, and nothing surrounds you that's great. Everything is poverty. You're having a hard time paying your bills. You have all this debt. You got school debt. You got house debt. You may even lose your house. Listen to me. Listen to me. Even in this particular place, in that place, God is in control. You know it. You know it intellectually. But emotionally, you got to know it in your heart. In your heart of hearts, you got to know it. You got to know it. You can't give up. You got to hang in there. You got to start writing down the promise. Write it down. Write it down and put it on your refrigerator. Write it down and put it on your mirror. Encourage yourself in the Lord. My God. My God. My God. Let's go further. Genesis 37, verse 9. Then he had another dream. There he goes, doing what he does best. And he told it to his brothers, "Listen, I had another dream. And this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to me." When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Who interpreted this dream? His father. Who interpreted the first dream? His brothers. Again, this is a people, and in this particular family, a family of interpreters. For every dream that comes from God, for every spiritual dream that comes from God, there is an interpretation. And here is the dreamer dreaming again, and there is an interpretation. And the symbols that are in this particular dream all have light, revelation, interpretation. The sun is masculine, it's full of energy. The moon is passive, it reflects light. The 11 stars have light, but they're lesser lights. The sun is masculine, meaning the father. The moon is feminine, being the mother. The 11 stars are lesser lights, meaning the brothers. So here you see that his father interpreted the dreams correctly. And what did he say? He said, "Are you actually going to rule over us?" Another way of saying it, but it's in a different kind of way. Are you having repetitious dreams? Repetitious dreams means that you're missing something. Repetitious dreams means that God is trying to reach you and you are not grasping the understanding of the next thing that he wants you to do. Because when he gives you a dream, it's because he wants to prepare you. God does not desire to keep us in the dark. God desires to keep us in the light. And let me tell you, the path that we're on is not supposed to be dark. We go through dark days, but the path is not supposed to be dark. The path is supposed to be light. This is why I believe, I don't know about other people, but I believe that Joseph was able to have an attitude of greatness because of the dreams that he had. I believe that even though he was a slave, he was a great slave because he knew that God made him a promise and he would not be a slave forever. He was lied upon. Even in while serving, and even though his master Potiphar loved him, maybe the word love is not the word that I should be using, but even though Potiphar appreciated him beyond measure because he made his household prosper greatly because of Joseph. Joseph did all of this. Joseph was able to operate in greatness because of these two dreams. Because even though he was a slave, he had greatness within him. And he had the promise of greatness in these two dreams. And he did not give up. He knew that the God of Israel would answer, "My God."
This is why, even in prison, Joseph had an attitude of greatness. He served with greatness. He dotted his I's, he crossed his T's, he was perfect. And by perfect, I don't mean without fault. By perfect, I mean that he served with greatness. And I can't get away from that phrase, served with greatness. He did this because he had these two dreams. And these two dreams promised that he would be great, that he would sit in greatness, that he would serve, that he would be served. And he served the way he would be served. That's pretty funny. And I submit to you, what has God promised you? Are you operating in greatness? Or are you wallowing in defeat? Or are you just waiting in mediocrity? Are you just half and half? Are you just waiting around? Are you not being excellent? Or are you, do you have a spirit of excellence? Are you operating in excellence? This is the reason why Joseph was ultimately rewarded with elevation and prosperity. Because in God's infinite wisdom and in God's foresight, God knew that he could trust, listen, that he could trust Joseph with trouble. Ask Job. You got trouble in your life? You have pain, you have suffering, you have lack. Joseph is not a stranger to any of that. And yet and still, he trusted God. We're to trust God in our trouble. But not just trust God in our trouble. Trust God in excellence. In the way we speak. In the way we work. In the way we serve. The way we serve our spouse. The way we serve our children, the way we serve in our work. There's a lot that I can say on this one topic, but I won't. We're talking about dreams. And it says here that Joseph's father, Jacob, it says here in verse 11, his father kept the matter in mind. What do you have to do with your dreams? Keep a dream journal. Write your dreams down. Write the date of the dream. Write the dream down, as many details as you can remember. The longer you wait to write your dream, the sooner you'll forget. Keep a journal next to you, under your pillow, under your mattress, so that you can reach it. Keep the journal close to you. I have a journal that goes as far back as 1992. And I'm so upset that I can't find my other journals that are older than that, because I lost them in the moving process at that time.
But you want to believe in your dreams, even your soulless dreams. Your emotions are a part of you, and those dreams have significance. Your mind is a part of you. Those dreams are significant. So don't discard them. Write those dreams down. How do you know the difference? You will with time. Read books on dreams. Get as much information on dreams as you can. Listen to me as much as you can. Whatever information there is that I put out in audio or in ebooks, get it, digest it, eat it. Believe in the dream. Believe in the dream. You know why? Because the dream believes in you. That's why the dream is coming to you, because it wants to meet with you. It wants to dine with you. It wants to communicate with you. It wants to walk with you. And so there is power in your dreams. You want to believe in the dream. You want to write the dream. And the next thing you want to do is you want to tell the dream. This is the part that's a little bit difficult for some people. I've heard people say that the reason Joseph went to jail and the reason why Joseph went into slavery is because he was bragging on his dreams. No, that's not the reason why. Had he not told the dream, had his brothers not hated him, he would not have been a slave. And slavery, listen, him being a slave was part of his destiny, because he was a slave, it brought him into Egypt, and Egypt where he was, where he needed to be, so he could interpret Pharaoh's dream. Now, this is a long process. I'm not going to get into it that much in this audio because it's too long and I want to do it, you know, in sections. But it was necessary for Joseph to fall into the hands of his brothers. It was important for him to go to Potiphar's house because Potiphar was the one that had the connection with the prison. He needed to, listen, Potiphar, that woman needed to lie on him. And you, listen, you too, you have to go through what you're going through. And you don't like it. It doesn't feel good. You're embarrassed. You want to put your head in the sand, but guess what? Stand up, get a spine, and don't cower. Walk this out. Walk with dignity. You know who you are, and you are to walk with excellence. And let me tell you, no matter what, in prison, Joseph rose to excellence too. Hello? When you have excellence within you, it doesn't matter where you are. You're always going to rise to the top. So what are you complaining about? What am I complaining about? I've gotten to that place too, where I complain and I say to God, why me? I don't know. Listen, when you know who you serve, God will make you a servant leader. Hello. So here, his father Jacob, it says here in verse 11, that even though his brothers were jealous, his father Jacob kept the matter in mind. Kept the matter in mind. Tell your dream. After you write it down, don't just tell anybody all willy-nilly. But tell somebody. Dreams are a form of prophecy, and prophecy has to be spoken in order to activate the atmosphere. I said something. In order to activate the atmosphere. And then when the atmosphere is activated,
the pieces of the puzzles begin to move and are attracted to each other and begin to take shape. And that's what happens when you tell the dream. The pieces of the puzzle begin to take shape. So I want to encourage you. There's going to be a series on the life and dreams of Joseph, only as a means to interpret your dreams. Because Joseph's dreams are Joseph's dreams, and your dreams are your dreams, and I care about your dreams. We want to see your dreams come to pass. Your hope, your goals. Is that all right?